You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is a special prog rock edition of Classic Rock Mine. Okay, that was a little Tangerine Dream to get the prog show started. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. Tonight we are going to play the best obscure prog rock you've never heard, because prog rock is like all kinds of things. It's krautrock, it's Canterbury jazz type stuff, it's traditional jazz fusion, it's Italian symphonic prog, it's all kinds of stuff. So that's what we're playing tonight. Right now we are going to the UK, 1970, and this band features the fantastic Ollie Halsall on guitar. So I don't know how many tracks I'm going to get to play tonight, because, you know, most of these bad boys are long, but dig it and dig it deep. We'll be right back.
could sleep with my hand on my money bag. I would dream of the things that I never had. You wake up and you find yourself alone. Everything is changing so fast, you can't hold it back. Out on the street, you fight to get somewhere, just so you can brag. Every hand is pointed at me and my money bag. In my search for a better time, I was hooked on the end of a broken line. I would dream of a love that was never mine. Wake up and you find yourself alone. Everything is changing so fast, you can't hold it back. Out on the street, you fight to get somewhere, just so you can brag. Now every hand is pointing at me and my money back. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Brian Auger and the Trinity from 1970, their cover of Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. That is off the Before album. Prior to that, Tempest, featuring Alan Holdsworth on guitar. We heard Upon Tomorrow, that is off their self-titled album from 73. Pato gave us Moneybag with the great Ali Hossel on guitar. That's off of Pato from 1970. And we started the show with Tangerine Dream, Sunrise in the Third System off of Alpha Centauri from 1971. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, playing the best obscure prog rock that you have never heard. So I probably have like two more tunes to play. I'm kidding. We are going to vinyl right now, and this is risky because I have a lot of prog on vinyl. A lot of it I bought used, so, you know, I visually inspect before I put it on, but, you know, just imagine if you hear some pops and crackles, it just, you know, it adds to the fact that someone either, you know, played the crap out of the album or didn't care about the album. It's up to you to choose. Anyway, this came out in 1968, and what can I tell you about these guys? I don't know, just dig it and dig it deep.
Darkness of the night, only occasionally relieved by glimpses of nirvana as seen through other people's windows. Wallowing in a morass of self-despair, made only more painful by the knowledge that all I am is of my own making. When everything around me, even the kitchen ceiling, has collapsed and crumbled without warning. And I am left standing, alive and well, looking up and wondering why and wherefore. A time like this, which exists maybe only for me, but is nonetheless real. If I can communicate, and in the telling and the bearing of my soul, anything is gained. Even though the words which I use are pretentious and make you cringe with embarrassment. Let me remind you of the pilgrim who asked for an audience with the Dalai Lama. He was told that he must first spend 5 years contemplation. After the 5 years, he was ushered into the Dalai Lama's presence and said, "Well, my son, what do you wish to know?" So the pilgrim said, "I wish to know the meaning of life, Father." So the Dalai Lama smiled and said, "Well, my son, life is like a beanstalk, isn't it?" cursed by that which some despise, which some call fake and others lies, and somewhat small for one so tall. A doubting Thomas, who would be? It's written plain for all to see. For one who I am with no more. It's hard at times. It's awful raw. They say that Jesus healed the sick and helped the poor, and those unsure believed his eyes. A strange disguise. Still write it down, it might be read. Nothing's better left unsaid. Only sometimes, still no doubt. It's hard to see. It all works out.
Of my madness, which in coming won't be long. For the nights are now much darker, and the daylight's not so strong. And the things which I believed in are no longer quite enough.
Look closely at the time, but others who remain untrue and don't come.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
That was Agitation Free. Those guys were from Germany. That was Layla off their second album called Second from 1973. And the track before that was by Procol Harum. We heard In Held Twas an Eye off of Shine On Brightly, which is, it's almost the entire second side. That came out in 68. 68! Nobody thinks of Procol Harum as being like proggy, but they were incredibly proggy. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Minds salute, investigation, enjoyment of obscure prog rock. So Agitation Free were from Germany, and they're, you know, sort of light and that kind of thing. On the heavier end of krautrock, which I believe the term was started by a journalist in Germany, on the harder end of krautrock, sort of as far from can as you can get, are these guys. Dig it and dig it deep.
Certain freedom.